The first thing I want to say is if you have ever been in a relationship with a narcissist, especially in an emotional relationship, my heart breaks for you. The devastation left by narcissists, the gaslighting, the confusion, it's absolutely crazy making. I know that because I personally married two of them, so I didn't learn from the first one. I learned some, but not quite enough. I needed the second one for me to discover everything about it. So let me describe what's happening here and why we became attracted to a narcissist.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's true for both sides. What creates a narcissist, narcissists are not born. They are created. It's horrific, horrific childhood trauma. Massive neglect, abuse. I mean, it can vary on exactly how it is, okay, on exactly what they went through. But that's what created a narcissist. They were not born that way. They went through such horrific trauma, they basically dropped the person they are and developed a personality to survive it. And this became the maladaptive false persona they developed to navigate the world so that they could survive their trauma. Well, the reverse is true for people like myself and all anyone listening to this who's been with a narcissist. We went through horrific trauma as well. And so what you have is the narcissist is the over-empowered. Like, think of what a narcissist is. They're always right. You know, they're always in control of things, all right? Well, what about us on the other side of the scale? We're at the mercy of that control, so we are under-empowered. So what you have here is two individuals who suffered horrific childhood trauma, okay? One went the over-empowered route. The other went the under-empowered route. So basically, this is going to be tough to hear. Hang in there. Absorb this. But basically, what you have is two narcissists operating in polar opposite ways. Now, the beauty of this is the under-empowered have a chance to recover. The over-empowered, it's almost impossible because of the over-empowerment. I'm going to stay away of why that is. That's a whole different video and an explanation. But we, as the underempowered, because we have such low self-esteem, we suffered such abandonment, we are so hungry for true love and attention that most often are willing to do anything to feel better. That's why we were attracted to the narcissist, because they're so charming and sexual and manipulative, and it's just this grand feeling, and that's what we're hungry for. But because of that hunger, it gives us a fighting chance in recovery, because we want that so badly. We will absorb this truth of, wow, he's bringing up a good point. Yeah, this is a different side of narcissism. It's not the same, but yeah, there's similarities here, and I am hungry for that. I do want it. Whereas for them, it's the antithesis of that. They suffered so much pain, their defense mechanism became, I will never make myself vulnerable again. I won't. Whereas this side is, I'll be vulnerable till I die to get rid of this feeling. They've shut it off. We're stuck in it. Okay? So what you really have is two different forms of narcissism. And I know nobody's ever talked about that or said that. They've always just said this one is. But no, both sides are. Okay? And I'm going to explain the seven reasons why this is also a narcissistic type of dynamic. Us, the ones attracted to them. Okay? But I want to explain a little bit more about how attraction works and why this dynamic exists. The way attraction is this, or the way attraction comes about is this, all right? Our brain and body gets addicted to what we know, all right? In childhood, we all become our childhood. That's like scientifically proven, okay? And so what happens is we create these in childhood, when we have no emotional barriers, we're learning about it, we go through these experiences, and many of you will be like, what? My childhood was perfect. But that shows how much denial you were in childhood to survive it. Because unless you went through horrific childhood trauma, you would never go near a narcissist. You see, attraction is based on a known experience, okay? And so the way our brain and body works is our brain and body don't know right from wrong. It knows known versus unknown. And so one of the hallmarks of people who date narcissists, and this is going to ring true, there's just this electric connection. They're so sexy. They're so powerful. There's just a draw that it's addictive. It's the butterfly feeling. And that's why I always talk about the butterfly feeling is a red flag. Literally what your brain and body, even if they're not a narcissist, but just even normal so-called chemistry between two people, what's happening is your brain and body is literally going, and this can be friendships too. Oh my God, this person is going to let me relive my childhood trauma. That's that intense emotion we feel. Okay, and that's all attraction is. The reason you think when you're swiping on dating sites and you're going boring, boring, they may be very attractive, but you look at me like, boring, boring,